give you a hint from a musician.
Uh-oh.
If you're going to play a guitar on television or streaming or for anyone to hear, tune the motherfucking guitar.
That guitar was so out of... So I watch this show on the Netflix app on my iPad, and you can like watch it a little faster, like at one or at 1.2. So I watched it just a hair faster just to kind of speed things up. And I went, oh God, this is really changing the guitar. And so I took it to the normal speed and I went,
No. The guitar's tuning was broke down. Now, I had his song. I thought that was really cute. I thought they were kind of, he's like helping. But now, I think he could have probably pitched it a little higher so she wouldn't sound like Mama Cass.
Not everybody's a singer, but so they weren't thinking of this.
His song was really cute.
I did laugh a lot that Poodle's going to be so torn because we hadn't talked about this, but I thought, I bet Poodle loves Kwame and he's going to love this, but because Poodle has perfect pitch, this is going to drive him fucking crazy.
You are the real thing.
Her voice. I kind of thought the song was not
cute,
great. Better than other songs.
Once you share the episode with another song, which will be discussed later, trust me.
By the way, I just want to say, Netflix, do better in the naming of these shows. Because literally, they said season 4, episode 3, Is Love Really Blind? And you could have totally right to call this episode The Music of Love, or any people singing songs, or
sing a song
of love.
Song. Love songs. Yeah.
La da da la la da 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 da.
Nope.
Whatever.
Nope.
Lazy.
This show has never gotten creative with titles.
It hasn't.
It's not what they do.
But it doesn't matter because this episode was good.
It delivered. This season is delivering. Y'all, if we are to be believed, or if we are to believe what's happening, we have our five couples.
We're going to talk about them at the end and do a breakdown, right?
We have our five couples.
Can we talk about all their dicks this episode too, now that we know all the guys? Can we do it? Can we use the gift?
I'm going to need a little more time. I don't know a lot of the guys.
Okay, fine. We'll wait till the honeymoon. But after episode 4, I'm going to need you to call in the gift.
Okay. I feel like I barely know Kwame because he...
Okay.
And
I really like him, and I'm scared that he's going to be the person that lets me down because I don't fully trust him yet. Because I don't know, like you said, I don't know if we're getting all of him, or is it fake? I don't know. I'm ruined. I'm ruined after last season. Ruined after SK.
I think,
and Brennan.
I don't think I can compare him to SK. Who I would compare him to is someone who wanted someone else. And my thing is he going to be able to, when he sees someone else who he was, when he sees, Micah in the real world.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
To Bartice it.
Is he going to Bartice the thing?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's a good concern.
Because this kind of thing, y'all, it's also the whole Jared and Iana, when literally he proposed to another woman.
Well, so, you know, and Kwame never did propose, but he did.
True.
But I wonder.
He did say, I wish I proposed earlier.
Prepared. It'll be interesting to see his reaction to, Micah is going to flirt with him so hard when she sees him at that pool party.
Of course she is.
Y'all, don't deny you're a little poodle when you're a little poodle.
I've tried to tamp down the little poodle flames.
You have. You're much better than you used to be.
Still there, though. Still make me want to shake my ass when there's someone I used to date, and they're there with someone they're dating currently.
Y'all, it is great. It's also terrifying, but when I'm at a bar and one of Poodle's exes is there with a boyfriend.
With someone.
He can't stand it.
Well, no, I'm gonna make them jealous.
But you don't want to be with the ex. You broke up with the ex.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think it's a natural human thing. You're making that person's relationship jealous of me. You know what? Not for nothing. It happens. The ex of someone I used to date refused to, and I was like talking to this person as a friend, refused to let him talk to me.
Smart ex.
I didn't want him back. I broke up with him.
You don't want him back, but you want to be wanted.
I do like to be wanted. I need to be needed.
You do.
My voice is so low, I cannot sing it. Wanting to be wanted. There, it's done. It's too high.
We're both punch drunk from this week. We've been doing too much. I'm very excited to do this.
Going around this week.
Well, it's a time change. We're all punch drunk from the time change too. Yeah,
we're recording this early, you guys, because Netflix, in their kindness,
able
to give us screeners. Screeners. Let's jump in. Paul and Micah are seeing each other. And Paul, of course, is scientificing this whole thing. Is psychological love, is it going to make
what the
work?
Fuck was he saying?
Well, he's trying to understand it, even though he still thinks with his dick. And what's interesting, he does say, and this is a funny way of putting it. He's like, but chemistry is a different thing. You want to put your face on their face. So maybe this is me. They see each other. He's totally into her. Because who wouldn't be? What do you think about her reaction? I couldn't get a read.
I wrote, she's playing it cool.
Yes, that's what it felt like to me.
Playing it cool because she's a master. And so to me, I don't know with her if she would let on if she really loved him or was into him or not, because that gives away her power.
True. And she even kept saying, your face, your voice, it's so weird you could tell, and you know who has said this? I'm trying to think, who said this in season two or season three? You know who it was? I think it was Mallory. Like, I'm still trying to match the face with the person.
The ultimate flip-flopper Mallory.
Yeah. But at least Mallory was a little bit more authentic.
Yes, a little bit more. At least she ended up not getting with what's his name?
Sal. Yeah.
Boy. Another one. Remember when Sal sang for the first time and you loved him?
Yeah, it got annoying after that.
You gooshed all over the first time he did that. This is why I need to like spray my protection oil because I'm so I gotta protect my heart from getting crushed from liking these people.
So I'm glad you said that, because for me, it felt like she was putting up a front. She's like, yeah, I can't believe it. It feels like a different person. It feels like a different person.
Yes, but I think that's what it is. But we don't know if she wasn't. Well, I don't think we know. She wouldn't tell us her real feelings. Whereas Jacquelina,
Jackie basically says that in her date with Marshall, that John
don't get a sheet on me, because I was pregnant by you and not Jane.
Because, y'all, you know that's the thing. They're saying that baby, Shane's baby, is not his.
But it's Shane with shooting blanks.
We're talking about from Lacey from Love After Lockup.
Love After Lockup.
With shooting blanks.
Available on the $8 tier.
Those were fun episodes around. He basically says, John explained everything. He's not walking out with you. Since day one, I've been about you, and I promise to be about you. And he gets down, he does a whimmer, would you marry me? And yes. She says, yes, see you tomorrow.
I'll marry you 1,000 times. I will say, Marshall's
this match.
Marshall, because I like to rate the proposals. So, like, based off the proposals we had already, like, Brett and Tiffany, beautiful. Paul and Micah,
awful.
Terrible, awful. I thought Marshall was a really good, this was a very good proposal.
I agree.
It was very, because we can't even say, it was very beautiful, and it was great. It was great.
So let's talk about Kwame and Chelsea.
We get a little bit of Josh is upset. We just see Josh is upset.
Oh, yeah.
But we really don't get much more Josh.
Nope.
In this episode.
Bye. Y'all, I do believe this is the end of Pods. Episode 3. I think we're going to be in Mexico very soon.
Yeah. Episode 4.
This episode or this season, I feel like we got even less of the people who what I would call
ancillary characters.
The room decoration.
Room decoration.
of the floor lamps.
Yeah,
the who were other people?
The people from Pier 1 that were
yes.
there.
Yes. There were fewer floor lamps. I don't think I got to know anyone.
I would be okay if Love is Blind was 12 episodes and they spent 5 episodes in a pod.
I think the way that they are, what they're trying to do, I understand it. I still don't like it, but they're trying to zero in on, they know that human beings don't have a lot of headspace, or even emotional space for people. And so I think it's that people, if there's too many people, it diffuses things. I think they're learning. And what I don't understand is, personally, I feel like they could, instead of starting with 30 people, I think they could start with they could start with 30 people, but not film any of them and not even show their faces. They all wear masks.
They all wear masks.
It's the temptation of seeing someone who's like, oh, they're interesting looking. And then you never see them again. It's one of the worst parts about Love is Blind.
It is.
And it makes it feel like that none of these other people have lives, desires, or have, because we find out there's always,
we know that there's these two or three couples that are,
there's
that
always more who gets engaged, and they
I think
only
they even
follow,
go to Mexico, right?
Maybe they only
Wait,
follow
no.
five.
I don't know if they go to Mexico because they don't do the group stuff.
They only follow five couples. Anyway,
so she says yes. So let's, and so Kwame comes back, and I'm sorry, Marshall comes back.
So it's Kwame and Chelsea.
Now,
and
yes.
She's saying, my whole body tingles and rumbles with you. Ooh. I love our beautiful slow rumble roll.
And Kwame says, because clearly it looks like he spent like this week, because he said, this week has really helped me. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like it was a while ago that he called things off with Micah, or she called things off with him.
And y'all, that's when he gets the guitar. He's like, I love this because it wasn't singing a song or playing a song for her. It was, we're going to write a song together.
Together.
Why don't you help me in the moment? I will say, this is the best, even though the song was kind of like, it wasn't bad. It was cute, though. This was the best use of doing something together instead of Sal playing the ukulele for Mallory. Or
yeah,
the song that is yet to be discussed later.
Later on.
What if you do that with the guy you're dating? Like, when you're dating a guy, would you like say, hey, let's write a song together and do it together? That'd be sweet.
Why would I do that? I write a song and I don't write songs with people.
But he could put in his input. Y'all could write it together.
No,
and
no, that's a bad idea. I just have to say no. It's like sometimes
poor
when
guy.
People try to... No. That's not
like,
how things work.
The real thing. You're like, that's a near rhyme. Sorry, do better.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, no. Yeah. Sometimes people will try to, like, if I'll be doing a show and we'll have a reading, sometimes actors or something will be like, I don't really understand this word. Maybe it could be something like this. And I was like, I kind of look at them until they stop talking and realize I'm not going to take this note. Especially an actor. But I do take notes from collaborators, but I'm not going to write a song with someone I'm dating. Fuck that.
No, yeah,
people
yeah,
have
yeah,
skill
yeah.
sets. People have, now this song was easier. People have skill sets. Stay in your own lane.
Stay in your own lane.
Thank you.
That's true.
So y'all, he's singing to her. She's so moved. She's crying. I love this for her. I love Chelsea. Chelsea's probably my favorite woman on the show. I feel like she's a strong woman who has let her insecurity get the better of her, and she's sick of it.
You know what? I do agree with it. It is really hard for me to tell because I really love Chelsea. I really love Tiffany, and I really love Bliss. And I like Amber, but Chelsea does... Pardon me. I think something that's very relatable to her is she seems like you said, that she admits that she's not always the most confident person in the world. And she's trying. And like, even in this, she says like, Chelsea is pretty. Chelsea is very pretty from like, if she was from Lone Grove or Ardmore or pretty.
But she's not Gigi or...
She's not this,
Raven.
She's not, or Jacqueline. She's not this like unbelievable model, gorgeous. But yet I look at her, I'm going like, you've got this.
Yeah.
She's got
and
this
she
great
have,
body and beautiful hair. And like, she's
she
beautiful.
Doesn't give off that energy either. And she's a self-deprecating girl. She's there. You know, she was really good friends with most of the girls in there. She always see her talking.
Yeah.
She called out fucking Irina on being a little villain.
All right, get off of her dick. I know you want her to come hang out with us
I
now.
I really enjoy her.
I would enjoy it too.
I love her.
She doesn't listen to this.
Anyway, let's talk about Zach and Irina and the stuffed dog, Ralph.
I just want to say one thing about Chelsea, and then I'll finish it, that I thought was beautiful. Very rarely do you see someone laughing and crying at the same time.
That's true.
He was
very singing true.
That. It was very beautiful. Sorry, that made me teary, actually. Sorry. Let's talk. I just don't want to talk about Irina and Zach, but fine.
So he's like, this is Ralph. I had no stability as a kid, and Ralph was kind of like that thing that made me stable. And the first thing out of Henchman's mouth is, did you give it to Bliss too? And it's kind of like, could you be more petty? Miss Petty from Pettyton.
No, I don't think so.
In Pettyvania.
I also want to talk about the difference that we talked about vulnerability. The difference to me of the way Brett gave Tiffany the shoe and described, right? That's Brett and Tiffany, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he described what the shoe meant and like how he created it and both. Very different than this way of, it felt like I'm sharing something with you and she shared back. Whereas this was just, it could have been a really great bonding moment for Irina. And to me, it's a red flag. If I was Zach, I think Bliss is right. Zach doesn't have any discretion. He's terrible at decision making because
totally.
If someone doesn't meet me when I give them this thing, but it was that thing of what you said, it was trauma bomb. It wasn't vulnerability. It was just like, here's my pet from when I was three because my mom, blah, blah, blah. What do you do with it?
My stripper mom died.
What do you do with that?
Well, and he does that. But what he's trying to do here, you can take this on his side of him saying, this is meet Ralphie. This is the person who this, and I found this after my mom died and I take him places and he needed to come here as my, is something to ground me. And not even saying, thank you for sharing me. The first thing out of her mouth is, am I sharing this with someone? And then
the next thing was, you know, because I walk into her making cupcakes. I mean, you had 10 straight hours with her and I've waited all day to talk to you.
Yep. And she said, well, I don't feel special anymore. I don't feel special. This is one of those moments where I think maybe Zach is so just kind of sucked in and I don't know what it's like doing those 10 hour dates, but I would just go, that's your response? I think I would just say, and at one point she's like, you don't feel special anymore. She's like, yeah, maybe I'll just call him tonight. I'm bad friend. And y'all, basically that's a threat. It's the same thing that Josh did to Jackie.
Yeah.
It's this idea of I'm taking this away. I'm taking something that you love away and leaving you with an option. And when people who live with a scarcity mindset, everyone in Love is Blind is in a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
You don't know what they look like. So you're in distress. And when you take something away from someone, you make them spiral. Yeah. And this is awful. And at one point she just goes, well, if you were unsure after 10 straight hours with Bliss, I can't help you. I just can't do it anymore. I've been waiting to talk to you all day. And then if you think it can't get worse, what's the difference between me and Bliss? What would you rate us? And I my mouth dropped open again.
Same. It's all about not my connection to you. It's this, I'm so competitive with her. And because Bliss is beautiful. So I know it makes Aria feel insecure too.
Yeah, because she says, I used to have really bad acting as a kid, but it's gone now and I'm a bombshell.
All that from the first episode was just confident. I'm all about lip service I'm all about building yourself up with affirmations. But when you're completely tearing down other people.
Yeah, that's where it's bad. I don't know who's going to wind up being the bigger monster.
Oh,
the actual Lee. You know what? As soon as I said it, I'm like, she's going to be a monster.
No, because so, Micah is smarter than Arena.
Uh-huh. Totally.
And she and Micah doesn't show her cards as quickly as Arena
like
does.
Arena. That's why she's the henchman. So, y'all.
Yeah, boss.
She basically says, you know, I got more street smarts than her. I meant have the biggest vocabulary. And I went, me not talk good. Me no have good words.
Me no talk good.
And that's when she's talking about what does she have that I don't have. Y'all, there's the thing about it is, if you love someone, if she loves Zach, can you imagine what this is putting him through in this thing to not only... He's choosing between two people. She's forcing him to then tell her. She's saying, tell me why I'm the best.
Which, Poodle, I've got to okay, Poodle, I want you to close your eyes.
I'm not doing that.
No, close your eyes.
Fine.
I want you to imagine you're sitting on a couch holding someone's cherished stuffed animal since three. And they say, well, what's different is I think you are more vicious than Bliss.
I'd open my eyes and say, you're right. And I'd take my teeth and tear that stuffed animal limb from limb. You want to see vicious? I'll show you vicious. There'd be stuffing everywhere. That's what would have happened. You would have said that to me. That's what you would have gotten. Is he wrong? No, that's the wrong word choice.
Is he stupid?
What he was meaning is he's stupid.
Sorry, I'm just imagining. He's so stupid. I'm just imagining cotton going everywhere and you going, that's what I would do.
I swear to God, if someone told me that, I'm like, well, I'm going to prove you right here and now. Sorry, your childhood stuffed animal that gave you stability is gone because you're an asshole. But what he was saying is, and this is what he was meaning, if someone hurts you, you will hurt them back. He nailed her.
This is what's gross. Who wants to be with someone that does that?
Yeah, I know!
So Bliss was right. Who wants to be with someone that knows, well, when my ex hurts them back. And then the only thing I can reason is, because he said later, I feel like she has my back. So does he think, well, she won't do that? It's that thinking of, well, they won't do that to me because they love me.
That's the thing. I think he thinks, and I wrote down, honey, he said, I trust you more than anyone else in the world. And I'm like, honey, if she's going to do this to someone else, how long until she does it to you?
That's
not how it works with people.
That is the truth, y'all. If you have a friend and they're talking shit about their other friends, guess who they're also talking shit about? You.
I mean, we don't have our friends don't have a text thing excluding you that we talk about you.
Yeah, because you don't have that for other people with me. I know.
Yeah. I don't. Not at all. Yeah. Everything's fine.
We need to move on. Everything's fine.
So...
But he says, you have a deep heart, and I, she doesn't, yeah.
This is Arrested Development, and her?
And she doesn't know who you are. She doesn't know who you are. And so,
we don't know who you are. You don't know who she is. She hasn't shown you. At the men's quarters.
Oh, because this is where he says, yeah.
Zach is talking to Marshall, and he's like, Arena's immature. You know, she plays these girl games to win a man and she's trying to create tension. And I'm like, okay, full stop. That's all you have to say. Why would you want to be with someone like that?
Why would you want to be with somebody like that? And that's where he said, but I really trust her. She would have my back like every step of the way. Did you see Marshall kind of being like, this man's crazy? Like the look on his face was like, you're fucking nuts.
Then basically, Zach is talking, or I think this is talking to Bliss. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's like, I love her mind. I need.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadians. and sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Make a decision, though, and
Bliss and talking. Go ahead, sorry.
They're just, he's like, I hired a muralist to paint something of two owls. I don't know where the fuck that
where
came from.
Where the fuck that came from. She's, though, start talking about her dad, how her dad doesn't like any of her exes, and how her dad, no one's good enough for her, and family is really important to her. And
remember,
Zach,
y'all,
is worried about that.
This is a trigger for him, because he's been judged by other people's families that they're not good, it's not good enough. So, and I'm like, this is the worst thing you could have said, honey. You had no idea. But for him, and so he's like, well, but that's really hard for me to hear, because I'm going to hear that means that, like, you're going to definitely be affected by what your family says. Already assuming that. And Bliss says it doesn't matter. Our opinions matter. And he'll already then is, I'm like, oh God, he's going to break up with her. He's going to break up with her right now. But Bliss says, even you're a better person than you think you are.
And that's what I think this is, when looking back, this is what this is about. It's the reason, because we already know the reason he chooses Irina is because Zach doesn't think he's lovable and feels
he doesn't.
Like, and he doesn't choose Bliss because he doesn't feel good enough to be with Bliss.
Oh, say that again. That is the truth. And I wrote something very similar, but that's even better than the way I said it.
Yes, he doesn't think he's good enough to be with Bliss. That's what this is all about. He's using that family thing, though. Her family, that's the excuse. The thing that she said, like, Irina said way worse things, but whatever. So this is, it's not even about Irina.
No, it's not. But anyway, that's when he says, you have said some really bad stuff about Irina. and you have a bad relationship. And she's like, well, I see things that aren't good that you don't know about. And the fact that he can't even visualize a world where there were, where Irina would be maybe being different with him.
Mm-hmm.
So ridiculously naive. And Zach says, I need to sleep on this.
I need to sleep on this.
Jackie and Marshall, y'all, it's the meeting time. And at one point, like, she says, if he's ugly, we're just going to have to work through that because I don't care.
She's like, I don't care. She's like, and if Marshall's a breast man, then he can go get some chick fried chicken because I don't got him.
And then Marshall's like, I don't care. I don't care if she's got a peg leg, an eye patch.
I love it.
This is definitely the most fun couple for me.
They're very fun.
Basically, y'all, he sighs, one of his sighs. He starts crying immediately. You're beautiful. They hug. They kiss. It's the best moment of their life. And she's like, he is high class and elegant. This guy's good for me. And then he's just dancing for her.
Oh, he dances away. It's so cute. I love this show.
I will say, this show is a joy to cover, especially this season.
Joy to watch, joy to cover. Oh.
So in
put us on the reunion, Netflix. Put us. Ask the questions.
Oh, we'll go deep. I will probe them with questions, especially the boys.
And that's why we're not going to get asked right there. Ding, ding, ding. Nailed it. Nailed that.
Oh! I just spilled water on myself. So Bliss and Irina, Bliss actually says, can we talk about something? I don't want there to be ickiness. Let's start fresh. Let's be cool. And you can tell Irina, and Irina says, I've never had any bad feelings toward you.
Toward you. Lie, lie, lie. And Bliss says, you know what? But this isn't about me and her. This is about me and him and her. And this is about him. And so she then goes into the pod with Zach. And to me, the fact that Zach can't see this, where she says, I apologize. You've been trying to fix this. I want you to let her know. I pulled her aside to let her know. I'm not holding on to that. I did it for me and I did it for you. And then she reads him this beautiful like poem.
This was such, because I use this word very carefully because what's been going on. This is such an adult thing to do. Such an adult thing. And these other people are children.
And can I just say, this is a true act of love. When you love someone, Bliss knows. If Bliss wanted to be, quote, right, Bliss knows she's right. But she knows, she probably knows, Zach has these feelings of feeling unlovable. He probably feels really, I love him, so I'm going to eat crow a little bit because I love him.
Then Zach says, Bliss, you're amazing. You're really caring. And then, unlike Amber...
Bliss is like, are you breaking up with me?
Bliss says, are you breaking up with me? Because unlike Amber, Bliss can read the room.
Can read the room.
Poor Amber.
And Zach kind of says without thinking, yeah.
And he breaks down sobbing. And here's the thing. I get that some people would think if you're crying that it might make the other person feel like they're hurting. What it does, on the other hand, is so this you've just made this all about your emotional experience instead of the other person's. It's like if it was me, I would try my best not to cry.
I do want to say, if you're the one breaking up with me, you don't get to cry.
Thank you. I totally agree with that.
That's like for, unless maybe we cry together and this is cathartic, like, but when you're dumping me, when I don't want this. But she does say, says, I really do love you. And Bliss says, I love you too, and I'm grateful to have met you. And she's so adult about it.
Yeah. She even says, I wish you the best. And I think she meant it, unlike Sean Robinson.
Unlike Sean Robinson. And I just wrote, oh, he chose wrong.
You chose unwisely.
Unwisely.
And then he like drinks the poison from the Holy Grail, the fake Holy Grail.
Yeah.
And she, as she's leaving, y'all, he says, "I do love you." Walks out. And y'all, the next scene, Arena is smiling like a jackass eating sawbriars, just from ear to ear.
Mm-hmm.
As she watches Bliss lose her shit.
And she's kind of talking to Tiffany. She's like, and Tiffany's like, "Did you fight for him?" And Bliss, what I love what Bliss says. This is, I liked her. This is where I loved Bliss.
I really like her too.
Because I liked her, but now I love her. When she says, I told him everything. And she said, "What am I going to do? He made his decision. He knows how to feel. I'm not going to tell him." She's like, "I want someone that's with me to want to be with me and know that I'm the person for them to choose me." And I went, "Good for you, Bliss. Good for you."
Yeah.
I love her.
That's why I'm slightly worried about Kwame and Chelsea. But I really like them. Hopefully I'll be proven wrong. Hopefully I'll be proven wrong.
I did like his proposal.
I did too. Speaking of, so this was a funny way of getting into this. So he says, "You know, he's like, I'll talk about what I'm wearing," because she obviously can't see him. "Black jeans are my thing. And I brought all these," he's like, "I planned all my outfits and I couldn't find any black jeans this morning, but I was wearing these tan khakis." And he's like, "That looks good." And I thought to myself, he's like, "Chelsea, you are my light tan khakis."
It was sweet.
It was new and fresh, and it was better than, "I hear vibes." All the other crappy conversations. Ugh. And he says things went from perfect to what we actually needed. That's what's changed for me, which is great. Mm-hmm. And says, "You give me the best version of you, the real new." He's down on a knee. And he basically says, "I can't wait to be how incredibly real we can be with each other. And it is whim time. Would you marry me?" And she said,
"I feel like our story was the most beautiful slow dance."
Oh.
"I hope you dance. I hope you dare."
Which is like four cast members' favorite song, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
"Oh my God, that's my favorite song. My mother's dedicated it to me."
Speaking of songs.
"When I was aching, breaking down."
Y'all, let's just get to it, shall we? All I wrote is just, I didn't even write notes for this. I just wrote, "Yikes, yikes, yikes."
My writing is thus. "When I told you I was homeless and living in my car."
Zach and Arena, y'all.
"When I lied to you because I was trying to lower expectations." "Or when I told you I was a stripper and all this shit." "You didn't care." That's not true. She acted like she didn't care because it's a game. "So I wrote you a song." And I went, my other words are, "Oh no, oh no." And the next thing is, "This is bad. This is extremely bad. This is awful." So,
but the thing is what a lot of people don't know, if you're new to Reality Gaze, because we don't like to brag, but because of our relationship with Netflix.
Yeah. I fucked a lot of grips on that show.
It's true. There was actually some more verses to Zach's song that were cut. And we have some of those songs. We have some of those verses here today to play for you. Poodle, can you go ahead and roll that?
That audio? Okay, here. I'll do my best. I can't do Zach's vocals as warbly and strangely as he did.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not as good of a singer as he is, obviously.
Okay. All right. We'll try.
Oh. "When I was sleeping in my bed, you danced in with inside my head." "I'm just a criminal defense lawyer, but you make me feel like I do when I read Tom Sawyer." I used to date a girl named Bliss, but you made me give her the diss. Because I said something earlier about the Blarney Stone. I think I want to take you home. I want to make. I want to watch the movie Home Alone. I love you forever and ever and ever. When you think it's over, I really do love you.
Zach, crew's got to go home. Can you finish the song, Zach? We're on. They got to get home.
Okay. Oh, number one. Besides the creepy, warbly vocals and not being able to stick in a key, that I can kind of forgive. Okay. But don't reference the Blarney Stone and don't make it and have it not make sense. I still, because do you know what the Blarney Stone is, right? It's in Ireland, and you kiss the stone and you kind of get the gift of flattery. It's or like the flowery language. You know,
that's what it is. I knew you Irish, kissed it. I forgot why.
But I don't even know what it was about. And it's like he was on Rhyme Zone and he's like, oh, what's the best rhyme for alone? And scroll down. Blarney Stone.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like everyday conversation.
Like, she's not from Ireland.
No, she's not. No, maybe he is, but it just felt weird. And the song was like, you saved me. And like,
it was really, really fucking performative and not genuine at all.
It sounded like his voice sounds like it almost like that's what you hear like on like dry, dusty bones, like the wind across an old valley, you know.
When he sang this song, I went, oh, okay, well, y'all, you know what? I don't feel bad for you anymore being with her.
The thing is, he's going to get really discontented fast. She's going to not only not really validate him or make him feel safe, she's going to argue with him. And she's also going to get extremely possessive.
Yep.
And
she's going to nag at him. She's going to
be a monster.
She's going to be a, she's going to Zenob him.
Oh, don't, you know what? I don't know if anybody could be that bad.
That's true.
Now, the thing about Zenob, though, is Zenob was really good about not revealing who she was in the pods until later.
Irina has, but she's going to nag him, and then he'll end up cheating on her.
Yep. Yep. Agreed.
And then fulfills the pattern of him being a shit and feeling like a piece of shit.
Yep, and then she can tell all her exes are dogs.
And she'll get half the money of a house because he's a lawyer.
Yep. So, y'all, Chelsea and Kwame, she looks gorgeous in this dress.
He looked hot, too.
And at one point, she says, is he going to think I'm beautiful? Hopefully I'm his type. Like, it's still
am I alive?
There for
am
her.
Am I alive? What's happening?
And at one point, y'all, he keeps saying, look at you, kiss. There's chemistry. This was interesting.
The most.
I think there's a lot of chemistry here.
They couldn't. Did you see the reason why they see each other, they hug, they kiss, and then they go and sit down. He's like, I love you too. And she's like kissing on his neck.
Yes.
And he's like trying to like get up to propose, and he can't even like come up with the words because I'm sure he has a raging, big old raging heart erection. But they are so into one another.
Leaking.
Wow.
So then the thing, she said, yes, I will marry you, Kwame. And she said his whole name.
And it was like five names.
And it was just such a gesture of that she remembered it. She said everything the right way. And it felt like such a sweet gesture of, I don't know.
Also,
I
just want to say, remember, y'all, he has felt uncomfortable. So this is probably going
to
come
He wanted
up.
To use Alex. He wanted he to use dating, Alex.
He is dating a white woman, and he's the one that couldn't pick up his prom date. And he thought about using his other name, and she acknowledged his whole name. And it was...
I cried!
And he said, she's like, well, I guess we better do the thing. And he like, yeah. He's so like nervous and discombobulated. She says, we're going to get down on the knee. Yes. And he's like, yes. And he gets on the knee. And then when she sees the ring, and it wasn't about the ring, but he said, I don't know if you picked it or not. He said, but I think you would like this. And she was so happy and elated. And I just, oh.
And then he said, can we just get to Mexico? Because he wants to fuck.
She was like, yeah, y'all, they're going to fuck. And then we got Zach and Arena again.
And all we do, and it's a blackout, was seeing how they are with one another. I really don't care.
I don't care.
I'm thinking, I wonder if we're going to have something where they break up early in Mexico.
So this is what I want to ask you. We're going to talk about the couples now. That's the episode. But we did get in a preview in the very first episode. You see someone saying, oh, I think I've made the wrong choice or the wrong decision. I think it's going to be Zach and Arena too. I think he's going to feel like he should have chosen. They try to make it seem like it was a Paul, but I think it's Zach.
I think it's Zach.
Yeah, I think so too. So will they or won't they? Here we are. This is our predictions now. By the way, y'all, if you're a betting person, we're usually always wrong. Always. So will they or won't they? First of all, Tiffany and Brett.
They better.
They better. That's what we're saying to that one.
The show is telling us yes, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. What about Kwame?
What about you? Don't you let me take the ball.
They better. Yes. I say yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, I sat on Montgomery Hill. Say yes.
Montgomery Hill isn't in that song. No. Okay. We even sang that song, and you still don't know the lyrics.
I don't. Kwame and Chelsea.
Yes. I want it to happen. I say yes.
I know where that yes is coming from. Yes, meaning you're not sure, but you want it to happen. That's where I am too. There's a part of me that says sometimes when these people get together at first and it's really hot and heavy, sometimes when real life kicks in, someone can get cold feet. And I worry it could be Kwame.
Yep. For me, the certainty, the surest of my certainty, if I go to a 10, is the Brett and
Tiffany.
As far as my sureness of Chelsea and Kwame, 5, 6.
I was going to say 7.
Okay.
Marshall and Jackie.
You know, I'm worried they could be volatile together.
I can see that.
And I'm worried they could, but I think they'll stay together. I say yes.
I say yes, but I say like it's maybe 5 on that one.
I'm kind of there too. Yeah. I'm worried about how they could fight.
Yeah. That's a good point. Let's just
Paul
get to
and
our
Micah.
Two, yeah.
Nope. It's a no for me.
I feel like it's going to be a no as well. It's a no.
Yeah. She's in this to win.
Who says no?
Him.
I think her.
You know, I don't know yet. I don't know. I can't say who would say no at the altar.
No. All right.
This is the biggest DOA. I think Zach and Arena are done. It's zero chance.
Who says no?
I don't think they'll get there.
Oh, you don't think they'll get there even?
I don't think they'll get there.
And we already think Zach is the one that's going to back. I think if they get there, I think if they get to the altar and he says yes, I think Arena would say, I think he'd say no. But if they get to the altar, if he says yes, I think Arena would say yes.
Maybe. I think he's going to say no if they get there, which I highly doubt.
Y'all, we need more time to talk about dicks. We'll get there later.
We'll get there. I don't know the men well enough.
Boy, you know Poodle's really invested in a show when he's not thinking about their dicks.
Yeah. I think we've got more normal guys this time around. And they're all handsome.
I will say it's the hottest guys, I think. The group, like, they're all really handsome to me.
You mean this one?
This season, I think they're all very handsome.
No, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. I think they're a more normal type of handsome.
But yeah, but I feel like, I'm sorry, we're saying two different things. I feel like on past seasons, there's like the Coles, there's like, and Bartice, there's like a couple of gorgeous guys and then kind of average looking guys.
Yeah.
I feel like you're right. They're all kind of the same, but like they all look like attractive guys from your hometown.
Yeah, that's what I agree with. Yeah.
Not like some people might argue and think that Paul is a model, but then he opens his mouth and it's so dorky. It's not.
I think no one looks like they stepped out of a model spread, because I think
Kwame, maybe he is a pretty good looking guy.
I think Cole and Bartice could possibly, you'd see them in stock photos.
Yeah.
You know, or even someone like Damien from season one, you'd see them. You'd see them in stock photos.
Yeah, and Damien.
That kind of thing.
So Shane. So anyway, which the Bi Curious this month, y'all, is going to be.
I have it scheduled.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens. We got a busy week. But it's going to be what's it called? Perfect Match.
Perfect match.
The rejects. So
I still say that Micah has extremely big perfect match potential. PMP.
For sure.
As far as the men, maybe Josh. But he wasn't on it that long. So
yeah.
I don't know if any other men would do it. I'm trying to think. Maybe Paul. I'm trying to think. Yeah, but I don't know if the other men would do it. I think they're too. They just would think that would be beneath them.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I don't think Irina would pass the psyche bow.
Oh, but they would put her on.
That's true.
They would put her on just for the crazy.
That's all I got.
All right, everybody. So there's two more episodes that dropped in this batch. So you've got two more that we're going to record that you can binge on. So binge away and enjoy. And then, as always, when the second batch comes out, we will be recapping those as well. I want to finish the next two episodes, but then I don't want to have to wait.
I know. That's the worst
part. It's going to end with the cliffhanger.
Waiting is the hardest part.
Because I think next episode is the pool party episode. All right, everybody. Thank you. If you enjoy this, I know you're on Patreon or Supercast, but you can still share this to your Facebook. I mean, people have to subscribe, but you can share it to your Facebook, your Instagram, and we appreciate those, letting people know, because I think a lot of people still don't know that we cover Love is Blind. So if you've enjoyed this, tweet it out, share it out. It means a lot to us. It helps get the word out there, people talking about this great show. So we appreciate that. Go to our website, realitygaze.com, and be sure to get our producer, Christina. You know the meme queen will rise again on our Instagram and our TikTok.
There's going to be a lot of them. It's going to be a lot of them this season, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be some musical ones, I'm sure, after this episode.
Ooh, yikes.
All right, everybody. But until then, we'll see you next time. Keep asking yourself that age-old question, which
is love blind? Do you mind My love is blind, one of a kind.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Do you find, especially when I am looking at a whole forest of pine?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.